This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Stream of that first half hour before we record, man. I think about a live stream of that first half hour. We have a blast before we actually start recording anything.
Kind of a good way to get tuned up.
Old tiny guy was on fire.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Welcome back to TGO Radio. I'm Brian, and across from me is Jeff.
What up?
And our renovated studio. Other end of the house is show producer extraordinaire Doug Reacharound.
Yeah, they fucking redid
studio. No, let's not say they. I did all this.
Doug come in and help you with that?
Nope.
No?
Nope. No. He volunteered.
Remember what a great big help he was? Neither do I. No.
No, you can't say that because you remember that. You can't.
Seems like pretty much all we've done over the last, 14 years with him?
This is year 16, so Doug's been here for... This will be his 15th
year. Yeah. I mean, all we've done is bail his ass out.
Yeah. Sometimes literally bail him out. Yeah. we've often made a joke on this show about how so-and-so's gassers sound like the beginning of the Thriller. And here's what that sounds like. All right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, special treat. I took your gasser from our last show and edited it into the beginning of Thriller.
Right on.
And here we are now.
That's it. Oh, my God. Boy, that was a thriller too, man. Thriller, because I really didn't know which way it was gonna go. Was it gonna stay as a gas? Transform into a fucking liquid, possibly even a solid. Had that goddamn Catholic transmogrification or whatever thing going on.
It's got a fucking liquid front end, but then a solid back, baby. Oh, yeah.
Had that water back, too. Ooh. God.
shit. This song fucking stinks. Oh, fuck you, Kid Toucher. Fuck you.
I think they're still playing this on the radio somewhere. Jesus Christ, man. Remember that? What was this? Early 80s? 83? 84? That's all you.
That's all you heard.
The fucking radio on, you heard that. Fucking Thriller came on. MTV? Jesus Christ.
Funk of 40,000 kids. Yikes. This song fucking stinks. But every song on this record was a fucking hit. Every
single one of them.
Oh my God.
Fucking Billie Jean, man.
Oh, that's a perfect song. Quite literally a perfect song.
I've just about got that. I mean, there's not a lot to the bass line on that song.
No, there isn't.
But it's extremely weird to finger evenly every fucking time. You can fuck it up so easily.
Yeah.
But goddamn, that's a rocking bass line.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, that's a fun one to jam. Mm, yeah.
That's a great song. Welcome back to TGO Radio. Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's been happening?
Man, not much.
Yeah?
Snow.
Yeah, fuck. Snowmageddon.
Yeah, no shit.
We actually really kind of got hammered this time.
Yeah.
That snow that stretched, from Ecuador up to the Arctic Circle? Holy shit.
I texted Jeff a while ago and I said, if I could make a suggestion to you, it would be to back into the driveway and get out on the path to the front door because...
hardly back in the
front. There's snow drifts everywhere else.
Yeah.
And he fucking... I watched you back in and... go out, then back in, and so I finally got up and opened the door, and you got out, and you're like, well, you got fucking hammered out here. Like, yeah, we got it pretty good. By about, let's see, when was I tired of shoveling? What's today, Thursday?
Today is Thursday.
I was tired of shoveling, I don't know when that...
I was tired of shoveling in about 1995.
I was fucking tired.
Dude, I hated living in the city like this, too.
Really?
Oh, when it snowed like that, I hated it. Shoveling out a fucking spot in front of the house and then the lazy bastard across the street.
I'm glad you saw that. I've been looking at it for 5 minutes.
Dude, has it been there all that?
Yeah, all that fucking time.
It finally hit me in the face.
Well, I'll tell you, if I had a dime for every time I said that.
Yeah, exactly.
My fucking gay ass.
You know, I'm one of those guys, I'm doing shit, and I'm fucking chewing my fucking... And now it's all, rough. I gotta get some sandpaper out because it's eating my fucking...
Dumbass.
Yeah, I'm stupid. Let's just chew on something that sits behind my fucking ear all day.
Fucking,
you know,
dumbass.
Might as well fucking pick my ass and eat it.
Yeah, your ass. Your asshole. Yeah, so I was, I don't know, whatever it was. I out shoveled at 5 a.m. Monday morning, I believe, and I had enough. Oh, dude, I shoveled. What was it? Fucking.
It was Wednesday.
It
was Wednesday that. Tuesday night we got all the snow.
Yeah, well, I was out that afternoon, Tuesday, then Tuesday night, then Wednesday morning or whatever it was. And
yeah.
I was unhappy. Mm. Oh, fuck. Fuck that. Oh, anyway. Anyway, how you been, man?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, just getting old. Getting old and fucking crabby. Tired of shit.
Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio. Hitler's toilet seat, which we talked about last episode.
Right.
Sold for, let's see, $18,750 real dollars.
18 grand, huh?
Yeah, just about 19.
Almost 19.
Yeah, just about 19.
Huh.
Told the senior officers to get what you want from the Berghoff. But she had been badly damaged by Allied bombing, blah, 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 blah. $18,750. A pair of floral lace knickers belonging to Eva Braun.
Knickers.
Yes, knickers, see? Embroidered with her initials. Ugh, raised just about $1,800 real dollars. And according to this article, four exceptionally rare strands of Hitler's hair removed from a brush went for about $2,300 in real money. So there you go.
So somebody's out there trying to clone Hitler.
I'm not the only one that thought it, right?
Yeah, I thought. Sure, yeah.
Hitler's personal porcelain shaving mug bearing his portrait, which, come on, folks.
Come on.
I was taken from his Munich apartment, fetched over $21,600 in real money.
You could pick those up at the Third Reich gift shop all day long.
I tell you what, how would you like to work at the Third Reich gift shop? Oh, my God.
I think next week or next time we record, we have to come up with items found in the Third Reich gift shop.
I've already got some ideas. Updates and corrections.
Ashtrays probably obviously at the top of the list. I mean, right? Gotta be.
How do you square that against your like closeted leftism? Like how can you be two people?
Because funny is funny.
Yeah, I know. Better not let the other people in your group find out. I'll fucking cancel you.
What people?
I don't know. I'm fucking with you. Silence of the Lambs is 30 years old this year. Came out on Valentine's Day. And won Best Picture the following year, which is just about unheard of.
Why? Because it came out so early?
Yeah. 30 years old. The Buffalo Bill house we talked about some time ago, where those shots were filmed with Buffalo Bill. A lot of that was filmed inside the house there. That house sold to a guy who's going to turn it into a bed and breakfast. So there's the update on that. We do have this. And this is why, this, by the way, is why you hate morning radio and morning TV in your town. Doesn't matter what town it is. This is why you hate it.
Welcome back, everybody. So, how would you like to stay at the house featured in the movie Silence of the Lambs? The new owners of Buffalo Bill's house in Perryopolis are turning it into a bed and breakfast. And you could win a chance to be the very first brave soul to stay there.
It's a fucking house. Stop it. What are you doing?
Bounce this guy's head off the floor.
I fucking would love to Trayvon Martin this guy's head off a sidewalk. I wish I could do a reboot of American History X using this guy in a sidewalk.
It's a killer contract.
Oh, Jesus.
Get it, Jeff? You got it?
Yeah.
You got it? Because Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, right.
See?
Yeah.
See what they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two nights stay for two, and what the owners describe as a, quote, boutique accommodation and cinematic destination when it opens sometime later this year. Look for contest details at PittsburghTodayLive.com. The random drawing will be held later this month.
I think it's a fun idea. By the way, February 14th is the 30th anniversary of the release of the movie Silence of the Lambs, and CBS is releasing a new television series based on the movie thriller, and we're going to learn more about that show. It's called Clarice, from the stars of the show, and that is on tomorrow's PTL.
Oh, I just fucking hate him. Just like, fucking big personalities in the morning. Go fuck yourself. News and weather. Beat it.
Local TV personality.
Fucking beat it. Oh,
get fucked.
Remember we had Maria Catanzaro right in the studio? Yeah, we were like,
how could I forget?
And we. I remember saying to my girl, I go, look, she's an insane person. And I know, that like that's a thing that a guy says to his girlfriend, you know, when there's a hot chick kind of like, you know, around to try to throw the girlfriend off the scent. But I'm telling you, and that's what I said to her. I said, but I'm telling you,
she's crazy.
She's fucking crazy.
She's nuts.
And I said to her, how many people in the news business are like, you know, need some help or are like damaged? She was like, oh, yeah, like there's, you know, a lot of that.
Pretty much all of them. It's great.
Because there's got to be something about needing to be seen on TV.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something to that, right?
She's that like, local fame, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Got to get that local Emmy.
Jesus fucking Christ.
30 years, though, since that movie came out, huh? Holy shit. Man.
This shit.
I know. Fucking old do you want to be? That's the question. Los Angeles police officers. circulating.
What'd they do?
Circulated a photo of George Floyd with the words, "You take my breath away." In a...
in honor of Valentine's Day.
In a Valentine-like format. You know what? You won't be surprised to hear. That's prompted an investigation.
Really?
And drawn blistering condemnation. From Floyd's family, the district attorney, and the police union. I saw this story the other day. I think you sent me the link for this, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Dude, I was just flipping through the news and I saw that. I'm like, oh, fuck no. Please tell me I can find this somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. The LAPD may have some explaining to do after an employee reported that.
Oh, you got some explaining to do.
Explain, Lucy.
Police officers were sharing a fake Valentine's card that mocked the death of George Floyd. Eyewitness News reporter Josh Haskell has the story.
Oh, yeah, Josh Haskell. Good morning,
An internal LAPD investigation is underway into whether a department employee created...
Hi, I'd like to... Just a professional tip for George Haskell. When you're doing this voiceover, for your, you don't have to be right on top of the fucking microphone like this. So we can hear your P's and T's, you cunt.
Okay, you got me with that one. Yeah. Easy, killer.
Hang on, I got it.
All right. Jesus.
...or shared an offensive Valentine's Day message that mocked...
Well, it's offensive to some people. Apparently it's not offensive to the LA...
To the fine officers.
Jesus Christ.
Protecting everyone in L.A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Or certain people at least.
Yeah. Go ahead and defund them. That's what happens.
The death of George Floyd. The message reportedly showed a photo of Floyd with the words, "You take my breath away."
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
There's no room for mocking anyone's death, especially someone who...
Especially.
Excuse me?
...who died at the hands of the police.
Well, you know, about that. I mean, if you go back to last spring when he died, you put the over-under at today... I'm taking the under that he would have died anyways, okay? If left to his own devices, all right?
In Minnesota.
Over the weekend, an LAPD employee reported seeing the image.
Jesus, P's and T's. What the fuck are we doing?
Told his superiors and was interviewed by the department Monday. But the LAPD tells Eyewitness News that...
I love that somebody took the time to make that. Just like, all right, guys, check this out.
Oh, yeah. There's an investigation. They want to know who the fucking artiste is in the LAPD.
Who's this genius?
Who's this fucking Photoshop genius we got?
Yeah.
They have not...
This fucking comedic sensation.
He's a real up-and-comer here.
Yes.
Not seen the image even after a workplace survey was conducted. In a tweet, the department said they will have zero tolerance for this type of behavior.
It's scary knowing that we have racists who might come into our community and be in charge of policing black people.
I think the audio skipped a little bit. Are you new? Like, you just found out about LAPD? Is that what it is? Like,
yeah.
I can tell you some shit from like 30 years ago that would blow your mind there, partner.
Yeah, up until that Valentine got shared, the LAPD was the model of fucking...
Squeaky clean.
Squeaky clean.
Impeccable reputation, the NYPD, or the LAPD.
LAPD.
Yeah.
Just ask, shit. God damn it.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson. Ask, who was the guy that got the shit beat out of him? Oh, Rodney. Was that LAPD? It was LAPD, wasn't it?
Yeah. But we've talked about that. They didn't beat him enough, Rodney King. That's the problem there. They didn't beat that fucker enough.
It's scary knowing that people have that mindset that they can mock someone's murder. This man had a foot on his neck for over 8 minutes.
That's the first truthful thing you've said.
And died at the hands of the police.
Well,
and yet someone...
Something like that, you know.
...with an LAPD.
Boy, that city is going to burn to the ground when they acquit those cops, man. That city is going to fucking burn to the ground. Holy shitballs.
Yeah.
You think last summer was a thing. Holy shit. Going to be able to get that George Floyd discount in Minneapolis after the fucking... Everything's 100% off at Best Buy. What's that verdict comes down?
Boone's Farm for everybody.
Jesus Christ.
He thinks it was funny.
And George Floyd.
That was pretty funny, dude. Come on, man. I mean, I understand he got to take a side and everything, but come on, man. I mean,
Floyd's family isn't laughing either.
No.
Family attorney Ben Crump said the Floyd family is understandably outraged. This is beyond insult on top of injury. It's injury on top of death. The type of callousness and cruelty within a person's soul needed to do something like this evades
comprehension and is
indicative of a much larger problem within the culture of the LAPD.
Well, you know, speaking of problems within a culture, never mind, forget it.
The allegations the post has been shared or was created by an LAPD employee are still being looked at, and it's not clear it was viewed at the workplace.
No! L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon says...
Hey! George Gascon over there!
Is that if true, this could create trust issues with the community that could decrease the...
Yeah, that's what's going to do it. That's what's going to create trust issues. Fucking... Not Gil Garcetti fucking turning a blind eye. Fucking back in 1994 when they were beating black kids to death in the streets.
Likelihood of someone reporting a crime. The police union also repudiated the possible existence of what they call an abhorrent image.
Abhorrent.
Hello, I'm Mark Brown.
Hi, Mark Brown.
Hi, Mark Brown.
Yeah. You're unbelievable, man.
Those get picked up well in the mic.
I know. Yeah. They're great.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to say this to you one time, because you'll have something to look forward to in our Christmas show in December. I am keeping a compilation of every fart dropped
Excellent.
On the show this
Good.
Year.
How long you suppose that's going to end up being?
Half an hour. Dude, AOC is so hot. Pull up some pictures of AOC, would you? I was thinking about her today. I just need, just like AOC hot or something like that. AOC sexy or something. Fucking bug-eyed.
Yeah, see, I don't really find her.
She's fucking
she's not
hot,
bad,
man.
But.
She shouldn't wear red lipstick, but she's fucking, I'd like to plumb the back of her throat, first of all.
She's not bad looking, but...
She's fucking... Okay, here's the thing. She's crazy. Look at that picture.
Look at that.
She's
that's
fucking...
That's that Maria Catanzarite fucking...
fucking
look.
Maria Catanzarite eyes.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, listen,
she's
honey.
She's fucking crazy.
Why don't you just go to sleep?
Well,
no, I don't think I will for the next 20 years. Thank you. Yeah, that's the look of a fucking crazy person.
She's out of her mind, and she's dumb as a box of rocks. Here's the thing. AOC is the only... AOC is the first...
Which planet is...
AOC is the first woman in history that you have to, like, slip something into her drink after you fuck her so you can get away. She's fucking crazy. I would wear her like a hat, but she's out of her mind. Oh, see, come on, man. Oh, yeah. Just like that, when the fucking load splashes across your
bloop.
Dumb
cord. You start blurting a load across right at the tip of her nose.
Bloop. Oh, I just like that when the fucking load comes cascading down your
dude, you ain't cascaded and fucking. Who are you fucking kidding? You're almost as old as I am. Fucking lucky to get sawdust out of that thing.
Sorry about that. Oh, yeah. That load would casket on Edge for half an hour. Oh, look at that. That's not a fucking porn thing right there. Look at that.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but she's fucking nuts. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's another.
Dude, she's
Jesus Christ.
Crazy.
Yep. Yep.
You can only come by that look, honestly. She's out of her fucking
that
mind.
That look right there looks like she's got a fucking butcher knife hidden behind her fucking back. And you've got about 3 seconds left on this planet.
She fucking starts butchering the door open. Here's Bernie! Fucking
cow. That's a oof.
Just a fucking handful of that hair and plumb her throat like a fucking. Oh!
No, I don't want you to come there.
Yeah, well, you don't have any choice on the matter. God, fucking would abuse
that.
Her. Boy, she looks old there. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, fucking just, uh-oh.
Oh.
Ooh. I got a shit blocking the really good Holy
Hang
shit.
Hang on a second, honey. I'll get you some sugar cubes and a carrot.
I feel like I need to run the Kentucky Derby all of a sudden. Oh, man.
Wow.
Holy fuckballs.
I missed her head.
Hang on. I've got something. Hang on.
Jesus Christ.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
Woof.
Holy. I gotta put a bridle in her fucking mouth. Right. Some blinders on her? Holy shit.
March her in the fucking St. Patrick's Day parade.
Golly. Yep.
Will you vote for me?
She's a fucking nut. She's just as nuts as the... Who's that blonde Republican chick that's out of her mind? Green?
Jesus Christ. She's Marjorie fucking, Taylor Greene?
She's fucking crazy, too.
She's nuts. Oof.
Hi, guys. Anyway.
Well, she's got some fucking knockers.
Yeah,
huh?
she does have some fucking...
She's got some fucking hangers.
She does. I'd like to... Good evening. Go back. Go back a couple. Good evening. Try the wine. My wife used to do everything for me and leave me to my writing.
Your wife, sir. God damn it, I forget the line.
No, she's dead.
Your wife, sir.
She away.
Yeah, she away.
My wife used to do everything for me and leave me to my writing.
Your wife, sir? She away?
No, she's dead.
No. She's dead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Clockwork, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put in AOC sexy. I want to see, like, the fake nudes people have done over. Here we go. Oh, stop it.
Ooh,
look at those fucking
look
hangers.
At those monsters.
Oh, man. Ooh, fucking milkers on AOC, man. Holy shit. Okay. I wish that was blood in that picture right there. It's her feet in the tub, and it's the water's pink. I wish it was her blood. Dope. Well, that's clearly not her. Wow, look at those fucking big dumb tits on her. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Feeders.
Interviewing her tit?
Yes. It's warm in here. Yeah, she's out of her fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I would wear her like a hat, man. She just fucking ought to be running the Preakness with fucking teeth like that.
And coming in first by a tooth.
And she's leading by a tooth. Say you'll see. You're like every 8-year-old has great big teeth because they're like, you know, their teeth are outgrowing their head.
Yeah, right.
They eventually grow into. She didn't. She just got big teeth. Here's a story. This whole thing is just for you. Police say a Johnstown man has been charged with reckless endangerment after firing a gun at a vehicle near several homes. Who is he, Rick Mecklenburg? Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was very local.
Wow.
Very local.
What's old Rick up to lately?
I just did a search on him last night, and he was abruptly let go from a place about a year and a half ago.
After he was abruptly let go from
here,
local here. Yeah. Ooh, Rick's not doing well, is he?
No.
What was he let go for here?
Oh,
did we ever really know?
He had a fucking drunken thing where he ended up in a house, or it was a drunken incident, and he ended up having to apologize for it. He gave a tearful goodbye on the local news. Oof.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was. I have that too somewhere.
Do you really?
I do.
Of course you do.
Dude, I've got a fucking... I went and bought a 2-terabyte external hard drive the other day. Oh, man. It's so much faster than the old one. Video. Let's see.
We have a follow-up now to a story we first told you about last week. As many of you may know, police arrested WSBT meteorologist Rick Mecklenburg, and he was charged with 2 counts of false informing. WSBT takes great pride in reporting local news in a manner that's accurate, balanced, and fair, even if it involves one of our own. We also strive to be as transparent as possible. And as part of that process, here now is a statement from Rick.
Get fucked.
Where's my drink, you fucking whore, bitch? Fuck you.
I ordered a double, cunt.
I don't have to fucking listen to you.
To address a situation that happened earlier this month, as many of you know, I was arrested on 2 counts of false reporting. While I can't get into the specifics of that night, I can easily point to the cause, alcohol. My father was an alcoholic and drank himself to death when he was in his early 50s.
Oh, wait, that wasn't a joke. I'm sorry.
Growing up in that environment and seeing the consequences made me vow that I would never touch alcohol in my life.
Well, you failed.
Well...
I'm here to tell you, Rick. I don't think.
Rick,
look, Rick.
I don't think she likes the special sauce, Rick.
I got news for you, Rick.
I don't think she likes the special sauce.
News flash for the news guy, Rick. Put this in your teleprompter and read it.
She likes
fuck
the
face.
Special sauce, Rick.
Growing up in that environment and seeing the consequences made me vow that I would never touch alcohol in my life.
How'd that work out for you? Yeah. Good? Good?
How's that going, Rick?
Yeah.
And as many of my friends and family know, I never did drink until I was in my late 30s.
Oh, well.
Because I didn't drink until I was in my late 30s. Mm.
This is going great.
At that time, I went through a divorce and turned to alcohol to help me ease the pain of...
Oh, wait. Sorry. He's still not joking. I'm sorry.
The children around. It slowly got out of control to the point of my being arrested last
week. Is he crying?
I don't think... Yeah. I don't think it was slowly either, though. I think it kind of cascaded pretty quickly into...
It's kind of that Barney Gumble fucking Princeton... 1 minute, drink a beer, and turn into Barney Gumble the next.
That's so great.
Now,
where have you been all my life, beer?
Jail was the worst experience of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really? Being a TV weather guy? Really? Where's that rank?
Watching 7 gangsters in a fucking cell fucking watch your twinkly ass shit? Yeah, I bet that was fucking embarrassing. I bet that was mildly upsetting. You'd have to hold in his shit, wouldn't you? If you were in a cell with 7 other guys.
Oh, dude, I wouldn't shit till I got out.
Oh my god,
I'd probably never shit again.
I would rather shit my pants and dare them to rape me at that point.
by far, but also a turning point.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, really?
It's a turning point into an arrest. And
I haven't had a drop to drink since, and I have realized that I need some help dealing with the absence of my children. WSBT is helping me seek that help, and for that, I am very grateful. I'm also very sorry for what I've put my WSBT family as well as Sure's Communications through.
I think you ought to be sorry that you're pretending to be straight based on
yeah.
a couple of, I don't know, incidental things I picked up in your speech pattern.
During the past week, I know my actions were in no way consistent with the high moral and professional standards of this company.
Yeah.
I know I let you down, and I am deeply sorry. I also need to apologize to the South Bend Police Department.
Oh, shit. I hope at the lowest moment of my life, I have the fucking wherewithal to cover it on this show. I just hope. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
And prosecutors of St. Joseph County for taking time away from what was obviously more important matters than a father who misses and is worried about his children.
Well, I don't know what you're worried about. They're clearly with the better parent.
Yeah, right. No doubt.
You fucking drunken buffoon. This was probably 10 years old, this audio.
Yeah.
Or this...
Oh, yeah.
However, I also need to thank the South Bend Police Department.
For not fucking George Floyding me. To fucking putting a knee on my neck for 8.5 minutes.
What was the tip off when he started, you know, forecasting clouds with a slight chance of Jack Daniels in the evening?
I'd also like to thank God for
Rick. Rick, no.
I'd also like to thank God for making me white, which pretty much guaranteed the police wouldn't beat me to death like they should have. You fucking drunken asshole.
Had it not been for their actions that night, I never would have realized how badly I needed help. Last but not least, I want to address the viewers of WSBT. I want to thank you
that's us.
From the bottom of my heart for the support I received from you. Literally thousands of people called.
Drunken asshole.
Can you fire this fucking drunken bastard, please?
And emailed and sent me messages on Facebook. I can't express my gratitude now. And I will never be able to. I was moved beyond words, and I'm also very sorry for what happened, and I hope you can forgive me.
No.
I will continue to provide you with accurate forecasts every day and night.
And drunken buffoonery. Accurate forecasting and fantastic drink recipes from my own personal collection.
It's gonna be drunk tonight with scattered periods of being hungover in the early morning.
there's a good chance of getting drunk tonight and, you know, taking out a family of six. It's going to be cloudy with rolling blackouts at my house.
Scattered periods of shit face tonight with... With regret and shame in the early morning hours.
Loud singing to 80s music.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Don't cry out loud.
He's just fucking...
Just keep it inside, Rick.
Fucking stupid Mecklenburg. Standing in his driveway, he's just singing Till Tuesday. Fucking voices carry in his stupid driveway. Standing in his boxers, it's 38 degrees out, this fucking buffoon. Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Killing a local weatherman 10 years after.
Yeah, right, exactly. Great.
We'll have occasional long nights of severe weather together.
Yeah, well, something like that. Is that code?
And maybe make you smile a little along the way.
Trust me.
You're smiling right
Thanks,
now, Rick.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, Rick.
Again, I am very sorry, and I thank you for
very sorry that I got caught. I mean, I'm very sorry.
Very sorry, yes.
WSVT Chief Meteorologist Rick Mecklenburg will return to the air Monday night at 5.
Yeah, well, not for long.
WSVT Chief Drunk, I mean, Chief...
Chief Buffoon. That particular video was, that's from 10 years ago.
Is it really? Yep. Jesus Christ. Wow.
Oh.
Tear down a local weather guy 10 years after the fact. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
You're going to go after the Hindenburg next.
Yeah, yes.
We're going to let those Krauts have it. Anything, everything topical on TGO Radio. Everything is up to the minute. Like, it's, you might as well come here for your breaking news. That's how current we are.
Yeah, yeah.
We're killing a weatherman from something he did 10 years ago. Oh, shit. Fucking drunken asshole. Contain yourself, grown man.
I'm sorry. You're sorry you got caught. Move on to the next fucking small town and do the weather, stupid.
I don't think she likes the special sauce, Rick.
Man arrested after allegedly beating his ex-girlfriend to death in a parking lot. Here's an impulse I understand.
Yeah?
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Uh-huh. At least 30 Taliban fighters had died in Afghanistan after they blew themselves up during a bomb-making class. Yes, right.
Taliban, there, that group's still active?
They're still getting it done, man. Huh. Said the fighters died while improvised explosive devices they were learning to construct exploded inside a mosque. Quoting a release from, speaking of releases, yeah. Quoting a release from the Afghan Army's 209th Shaheen Corps.
Excuse me?
Shaheen Corps. That, I tell you, that Shaheen Corps is great for burning fat. Like,
yeah,
right
it?
Around
yeah,
the...
Right,
oh,
yeah.
Dude, it's amazing.
Rough workout, huh?
Shaheen Corps yeah. is fucking tough.
Mm-hmm. Hoorah. Oh, never mind.
I have audio of this. I had to do a lot of digging.
Yeah? Did.
But I happen to have audio of this.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah. Just a lot of digging. Through Arab language, it was tough, but I found it. Here it is.
A lot of digging. Well, that's a lot of digging, a lot of piecing together.
That's a TGO Radio exclusive.
Can we hear that again?
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Jesus. Oh, boy.
A sex robot says...
Yeah, tell him about the sex robot. I call him Fister Roboto.
Jump, jump, jump.
Classic. Yeah, tell him about the sex robot.
The what? Jump, jump, jump.
God damn.
Oh, shit.
But what I have seen, Isis is a distant second to Odin. Very distant.
Well, what about the groundbreaking work Dr. Krieger is doing for Isis in our applied research division?
Yeah, tell him about the sex robot.
The what?
Yes, the what?
I call him Fister Roboto.
But it doesn't just fist.
What?
Tell him.
He's a fully integrated, multi-fetish artificial being.
That is the most disgusting...
And the best part is that he's learning.
That he's learning. Fucking Krieger.
A sex robot said that machines would take over the world.
Yeah?
Yeah, after her personality was cranked up to maximum realism. Man, that's kind of scary. These things are getting so real. Next thing you know, they're going to start breaking up with you when you don't agree with them 30% of the time. Yeah.
Let me guess, was that in Japan? Got a lot of those sex robots over there.
Sure. Why not? Jesus Christ, there's a mad shitter on the loose. Did you hear about the mad shitter on the loose?
No.
Okay. You're about to.
All right.
Mad shitter on the loose.
A man caught in the act, and tonight, Warren police are on the hunt to find him. Good evening, and welcome to 7 Action News at 11. I'm Carolyn Clifford.
Give the shit. Oh, yeah.
Action 7 Action News.
Hi, good morning.
And I'm Dave Llewellyn. The suspect was caught.
Dave Llewellyn.
Caught on camera defecating into cars at two auto shops.
Right on.
Customers and employees at the stores say they want this man caught.
Yes, of course they do.
Action News reporter Rudy Harper got his hands on some new video.
Did he get some hands on the evidence?
Of this wanted man.
Well, what happened here was not friendly.
See, what happened was...
Gotta have
that sweeper, man.
And the manager and employees are not laughing. The suspect was caught...
No, that's good, because we are, so it's all right.
Trespassing through this gate not once but twice. It was all caught on camera.
Very disgusting. The guy needs to be caught.
Even. You know what?
He needs to be caught and have the shit beat out of him. Get it?
Time when cameras are on every corner, this unidentified man doing the unthinkable.
I've been with this company 20 years and never ever seen anything like this before.
Never.
Classic. The mad shitter on the loose.
Chris Phillips manages Friendly Auto and Warren on Van Dyke. He and his...
It's so friendly, we'll clean the shit out of your car. That's how friendly it is over there.
Employees are in shock after a man relieved himself... ...inside a customer's minivan.
We noticed that the customer...
Finding a dead body in the minivan. Yes, that would shock you. Okay? You'd be shocked. Oh my God, holy shit, yes, that's shocking. The guy took a shit in the van.
You're saying that's
it's
not shocking?
It's nothing that you're going to need years of fucking therapy to get over. So fucking get over it.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I've got a surprise for you.
Do you? Jesus Christ.
Well, you go open up your Ford.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh!
Asshole.
Started going through two of the cars that were unlocked. Grabbed some sanitary napkins.
Well, it's your fault for not locking the fucking cars, stupid.
He grabbed some sanitary napkins, shit in the car, wiped his ass with them, and then...
Kated inside the...
So at least he's wiping his ass. He's not, you know...
He's hygienic.
Dog scooting across the fucking seat. He could have Cleveland steamed your seat.
Fucking racing straight on all the seats.
Fucking look at the bright side. Could have been worse. It's just a shit.
Look at the brown side, will you? Cleveland steamed your seats. What's this guy's name?
I
We don't know.
No, they're on the hunt.
Hot Carl.
Cleveland Brown.
Cleveland Brown.
Get it? Cleveland steam.
Yeah.
Customer's van.
Phillips says it first happened in November, but the man came back in January.
Yeah, he came back. He got away with it. Of course he came back, you fucking nut.
And rummaged through another car.
He did seem like he was on something, or possibly drunk and inebriated. Second.
Jesus, what fucking is... Where's Rick Mecklenburg?
Where's what?
Rick Mecklenburg.
Cloudy night with a chance of brown, motherfuckers.
Just
shit in a car.
I know.
Okay, here's the thing, all right? Okay. I've been camping.
I just sat back in my chair because I had no idea where this was going.
I've been camping.
Yeah.
You know, in the woods.
Yeah.
I hate shit in outhouses.
I fucking hate it.
I fucking hate it. I shit in at home on my toilet. I hate shitting in fucking public bathrooms. I fucking hate it. But have you ever been out somewhere like where you don't have a toilet, like camping or something in the woods, and just tried to squat and take a shit? I can't fucking do it. Even if I wanted to go shit in your fucking car, I couldn't do it. I'd have to, like, scoop it out of the toilet and just fling it like a fucking capuchin monkey or something. And whatever the fuck you call those things.
I know where my buddy Mike keeps his spare key for his house. And every year he goes to Florida. For Christmas and New Year, he'll go for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks every year.
Yeah.
And I've threatened to upper deck.
Upper deck him?
Yeah. His toilet. You know, half a dozen times while he's like just shit after shit after shit in that tank.
Jesus, oh God, that'd be awful.
And I said to him, I go, you'd be mad, right? Like you'd be. He goes, oh yeah, yeah, I'd be pretty mad. And I go, Mike, I can tell you something. It would be totally worth it from my point of view. I would lose a friendship, but it would be so worth it.
Christ, that'd be considered a hate crime, wouldn't it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Have you in front of a tribunal at The Hague?
Yeah. Next thing you know, I'm at Nuremberg.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
There you go.
How do you have jurisdiction for this? For this upper deck I dropped in his fucking bowl?
Dude, I just saw an article last week, early this week, where they fucking convicted some 93-year-old.
Yeah.
Dude that was a guard or something at one of the camps or something, yeah. Or, you know.
They're not going to quit.
Jesus fucking Christ,
they're
man.
They're not going to quit coming after you, man. They're not going to stop.
Man.
Nope. God damn. She really ought to have a salt lick in front of her fucking AOC, man. What the fuck is happening? There's pictures of AOC or show up on her. I know, she's fucking, I know. God damn.
Cock gobbler.
What the fuck did you say?
Cock gobbler.
Okay, I thought you said cock blurka, which also kind of makes sense.
Yeah, fill it in.
Yeah, well, I would love to. That's the thing, yeah. I would love to. I'd have to get her from the back.
That looks like one of those fucking laughs.
Yeah. I would have to get her from the back because I'm guessing that at this stage of my life, the look on my face when I'm getting those vinegar strokes is fucking brutal. I'd have to drop that load in there from the back.
Yeah.
She's hot, man.
Yeah. You.
Fake news.
That is not her.
Is
it?
That sure does.
Why?
The chin is the exact same, and she is a fucking horse tooth buffoon, though. Jesus Christ. Man, she's got some fucking feeders on her. And they're like secret feeders, too, because you don't see them all the time.
No,
like,
No.
They're secret tits.
Yeah.
Secret. This fall on Fox, Secret Tits. Yeah.
Oh, video.
Oh, yeah, I think we would like to see that video. You have to click on that. Yeah, there you go. Oh, here we go. She did a dance video. I would like to see this.
Is that the video? No.
No, I'd like to see that. I need to see the AOC dance video. I need to see that. Oh, wow. No, that's not a coincidence. That's not a coincidence that the next story is a guy with his fucking teeth in business for themselves.
Jesus,
that's not a coincidence.
Christ.
Oh,
last picture of Freddie Mercury.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He lost weight everywhere but his teeth. There it is. Unearth College dance video. Oh, here we go, baby. Oh,
okay, yeah. So now, okay, I don't know why. It's the same fucking still shot, but that looks more like her. Oh, shit. Gosh. What the fuck is this shit?
This is some college video, and she's apparently, oh, my God, look
Whoa.
At those fucking tits. Wow. Holy shit, is she fucking sexy. Whoa.
Foot loose, everybody cut foot.
Yeah. Yeah, I got something loose for you. Holy shit. Get this fucking ginger goof off my screen. Oh, my
God. Oh, shit.
Whoa. Oh.
You fucking hump. Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my
God.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. AOC dance video, yeah.
What is this, done on a theremin?
This motherfuckers. I wish you would have fucking fallen off of there. Splat.
What? Shouldn't he be getting drinks or something?
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, I got some shit to fucking do. Oh,
look at those fuckers. Jesus just bounced. Whoa, wait a minute.
Oh.
Look at him just.
Oh, my God. Oh, how'd you like to be the first one to crack that open? Jesus Christ. Body in a pristine condition.
Oh, you think it was in college? Come on, man.
No, but... Wow. Oh, I fucking would.
Fucking Dudley Do-Right, dumb motherfucker.
He really ought to be untying Nell for some fucking train tracks. This fucking
I'll save you, Nell.
This ginger monstrosity.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Oh, college girls, am I right, man? Holy fucking shit. Oh, I fucking...
What is this?
I don't know. It's a dance video, man. Oh, look at her.
Oh,
my God. Wow. And there's like five other girls in this video, and they're just not one even.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, right on her fucking knees.
Okay, hey, look.
Where she should be.
Okay, look, what we're going to do is we're going to take you up on top of this building, and we want you to act as white as possible, okay?
White. Oh, fucking. Oh, God damn. Wow. Fuck me. I have a whole new respect for Boston University now.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh. Get right down on your fucking knees, you dummy. Oh, God.
He's got two of them fucking going, yeah.
Like a circus seal. I see from Clerks. Little guy's like a circus seal.
Pair of Chinese finger cuffs.
Pair of goddamn Chinese finger cuffs.
Oh.
Interspecies.
Mm-hmm.
I normally got a thing for the redheads, but fucking AOC dominates this video.
Oh, yeah.
She's...
Whoa.
Let's go back and look up that big-titted dummy skirt right there, though. Holy shit. Ugh.
This fucking...
I fucking
Ron
hate
Ron Jeremy-looking motherfucker.
I fucking hate him.
Look at that.
That's right before the rape. Man, is... Oh.
Ah.
Jesus Christ. Now,
good.
I will link to this in the show notes. Gee whiz. Oh.
Yeah.
I just want to cut every goof out of that video except for her.
You want the link to that?
Do I want the link to it? More than I want my next breath. What do you think I am, some kind of faggot?
Well, you know.
Holy shit. A pastor daddy.
Fuck yeah, that's how you're in my phone. Time it rings, my car will tell me incoming call from pastor daddy. It's fucking awesome. It's
the best. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck?
There you go.
Wow. Here you go, dumb slut. Get the fuck out. God damn. Man. That was a good video.
Yes, it was. Hey, glad we looked that up.
AOC dance video is, gee whiz. Wow. All right, so what else is going on? Nothing?
No. No.
How's work? Were you actually at the office the other day?
I was at the office yesterday. Because I was supposed to go to a meeting with somebody else, and that got canceled, so I just stayed there and worked there all day. I never thought I'd say this, but I miss going into the office, man. I fucking hate
There's something
out.
About
Jesus
getting up.
Christ, man.
There's something about getting up and going to a place. Yeah. Like, you cannot be at home that much. It's just good
there's
for
too
you.
There's too many fucking distractions, man. Yeah. I fully admit it.
It's just not
it's
good
tough
for you.
To stay motivated and shit, man. It is fucking, not good let's see. For you. Let's go see what's on. You know, Hulu or, you know, I've been wanting to watch that, you know, and
exactly.
You're watching it and you're trying to work at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Yeah. I could never, I told my boss, if he let me work from home, I'd never quit, but
it's nice to know that, you know, I have the ability to do it on the odd occasion or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just,
getting
it
out
just sucks, man.
Getting out of the house is that's important.
I gotta,
it's important.
Go to shit tomorrow morning. I'm going to be out of the house and bopping around town for a couple of different meetings tomorrow till, well, shit, I probably won't get back to the house till 1-2 o'clock. So.
It's all right,
man.
You take the rest of the day off?
Oh, well, I'll be on the computer. I mean, I've trained the dogs to move the mouse around so my status stays active, you know.
Yeah, did you get one of those things like Homer had? You know, like the little bird in water that fucking hits a key every 3 seconds?
Fucking crinkle the crackers on the fucking keyboard and open up the window, let the pigeons in. Fucking remember that commercial, man?
I do.
They fucking walk by and they hear all that tick, 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 and the guy fucking sprinkled crackers on his keyboard and let the pigeons in. Everybody thought he was working late and shit. Great.
Man.
Yep.
I feel like I ought to put some hay in her stable, though. Jesus Christ. She actually hurt
hay
teeth.
In there and get the put some oats in the feed bag and strap it on.
Oh, I'd like to strap something on. Her fucking teeth actually got bigger as she got older. Because if you look at the picture on the right there. Oh, my God. And who's that ginger nightmare behind her?
Where? Oof.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm sorry, but I expect that picture any moment right now to look up and go, bleh. God damn, that's a creepy. Fuck you, man.
Fucking eating the back of AOC's head out.
Wow.
Like the Grudge. Just fucking reaching in for a handful of hair.
Jesus Christ, that's a scary looking picture.
Yeah. Holy shit. A priest ought to be giving absolution to that fucking girl. Holy fuck. Oh, she's just laughing and laughing. She loves to laugh.
Yeah.
This is where the dick goes.
Dick go here. Christ, man.
Oh, I fucking... Dude. Don't you...
Fucking Obama must have been up in the balcony and she just wanted him to fucking drop that fucker down or something.
This water's cold. It's deep, too. That old joke. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
That's got a shit block in it. Trust me, that's... Look at those fucking tits.
That
Jesus
is,
Christ.
You think that's real? Those look almost too big. Does it stink? Is it bad?
Does it stink? Yeah. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Does it smell like Rush Limbaugh?
Jesus Christ. Oh.
Not too soon.
Oh.
Oof. What the fuck is that?
Nikki Haley, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this other... What the fuck's that goofy bitch's name? Marge? Yeah, she's fucking insane, man.
I see you've already searched for her before, though. Hate searching? She's nuts. She really is
fucking crazy. She's got that same fucking look,
the
man.
The same faraway look.
She's got that fucking inbred look. I mean, she's from Georgia, so,
sharp,
you know.
Inbred. Rent-like features.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's fucking nuts. But she's just as nuts as the fucking other one.
Oof. Yeah, they're all fucking nuts.
Yeah. Not like this, though. Her and AOC are like Maria Gattaza. God.
Oof.
Yeah, she's fucking crazy.
Yep.
Man, oh man.
Nuts.
That's a degree of crazy that I can't fucking comprehend.
Nope.
Man, oh man.
Nope.
Holy shit.
7 o'clock.
Just about.
6:50. On the East Coast.
Well, 6:52, my clock says. Yeah, just about. Oh, man. Well, anyway. Nothing like a prolonged silence.
Let's go see what... we got Charlie Bonnet again.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you what, fucking Charlie Barnett knew how to fucking...
He could tinkle.
Yes, he could tinkle the ivories.
Tickle them ivories,
couldn't
he?
It was piss all over him. God damn, that's fucking...
Blow, monkey. It's time for a saxophone player. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you're bringing it back like Porch Monkey, right?
Don't you remember that band in the 80s that called themselves the I almost said the Porch Monkey? Asshole, fuck you.
No. I watched that scene from Clerks 2 at work today. I showed it to the people at work, and we were fucking howling.
Which one,
That scene in Clerks 2 where Dante doesn't know that, or Randall doesn't know that Porch Monkey is a racist term. Yeah. Oh, my God. We sat and watched the whole thing, and we're fucking howling. I tell you what, man, Charlie Barnett could fucking knock him out in the old days, man. He was fucking,
Oh, yeah.
Yes, well.
Jesus Christ, have you ever heard that, their version of this song?
No,
it's fucking awful.
It's music to Hump an Ankle by Charlie Barnett. Yes.
Music to crank the jalopy to.
Yes. It's called Segregated Church Blues. See, because I hated black people back then. That's the joke. I don't know if you picked up on that. Oh, man. I tell you what, man.
Fucking hot.
That fucker's cooking. Ass.
What is that knocking at the...
Knocking
at the famous door.
Yes, the famous door.
The famous door. 1940.
It was a speakeasy. Ah, damn, man, that fucking cooks.
Fucking
I'm not sure if I can listen to it all day, but that's fucking good. Yes, well. Man.
Computer has a magnetic core memory.
Punch yes.
Two.
See?
A green 10-inch phosphorus monitor and is the size of a warehouse. Our electron.
Get it? Because that's a long time ago. Did you get that?
At SiriusXM.com. For a reply, be patient. It takes time to warm up a whirlwind.
We got it. Ah, damn, man. That's a different thing back then, wasn't it, man? It's just music was a whole different fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't... Woody Herman.
Yes. This song had lyrics, but they took them out. Laura, don't let me see you with that Negro boy.
Speaking hadn't been invented yet.
I will kill you both. Well, they really hated black people back then, man. They fucking just did not see eye to eye. You know, they
Except for their music and when they performed for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking love that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fucking, yes. I'm going to go down to the Cotton Club. And like, shut up.
Hey, okay, so speaking of the Cotton Club.
Oh, well.
That, okay. The movie from what, the early 80s?
Yeah, Gregory Hines. Yeah, and who else was in that?
I watched that the other day.
How is
it's
that?
It's not a good movie.
No.
No, I not remember. A good movie. I really thought, cause I, you know, I like this stuff. I like that era. Oh.
Is the face in the misty light?
I'll tell you what, we're sleeping on Woody Herman. That's all right.
Footsteps that you hear down the hall.
They're robbing your apartment, Laura.
There is a pretty good scene where Fred Gwynne sticks a fucking big carving knife through a dude's fucking throat. Mm. But it's early 80s, and the effect is really dated.
See, so that's
man.
Why Scarface doesn't hold up for me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, just cornball shit, man.
That movie as a whole just is not good.
Not good.
What's his name? The guy from Roger Rabbit played Eddie Valiant. Played the detective. Was it Eddie?
No.
That was his brother. Eddie Valiant.
I'm trying to think of the actor's name.
Oh, yeah. The British guy.
Yeah.
Haskins? Was, yeah, Haskins.
Hoskins?
Don Hoskins?
I don't know. I bet you were 100% wrong, I bet.
We got the internet here. We could look it up, but yeah, fuck that, you know. No. Yeah, fuck that.
If only there were a way to figure out the
Eddie
answer
Haskell.
To our...
Eddie Haskell, that was it.
That's like the... Yes.
Oh. Vibraphone.
I'll tell you what, man.
Mood.
This is music to shit by, because I got one brewing, man. Holy shit. Literally. Yes.
That's when you're down there fucking getting ready to part that fur.
Oh, can you fucking imagine? I started fucking girls in the 80s and like pubes were a thing, but not like it was, you know. And then by the time I got into my 20s, like it was kind of working its way out, but man.
That was Laura.
Not, yes. But she's it was just 1945 pussy. Must have been just a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Damn.
Add that to the collection.
Ozzie Nelson. Jersey J.
Oh.
Ozzie Nelson looks like a real fucking go-getter. I fucking hate him. Look at him. He looks like Young Dice. Yeah, it's the Jersey Jive over there, huh?
Dude, I listened to some Dice the other day, too. Boy, that does not hold up. Oh, it just does not hold up at all.
That's the 40s Junction. Ozzie Nelson. Oh, I just...
The original Ozzie, motherfuckers.
Jersey Jive, 19 for Jesus, fucking Christ.
That's sad.
Say it, no. I'll cut it out.
No, this will be the one that gets me fucking...
Say it, I'll cut it out.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gotta go. Please.
I can see where you. I can see why you want that cut out. Oh, man. Enough of this fucking nonsense. No, man, you can let it go. I just think we gotta... Stop boring America with this fucking nonsense.
Yeah, for all the up-to-date trends in music.
again, you know? Yes, the kids are coming straight here for what's hot, what's now, you know, what's happening. Yeah. You know, the kids are coming here. Two guys in their fucking 50s, damn near.
Playing music from the
40s.
Talking about movies from the 80s.
Jesus Christ.
And tearing apart a local weather guy from 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta take a piss.
That was a different time then. We had a knee-humping good time. Good girls never got in the back seat then. Ugh, fuck you. Girls who fuck on the first date. That's the best part about my ex, man. First date, right in that pussy, man.
Oh, yeah?
That was the best part about her. Yeah. Fucking dick thirsty. I can only imagine the fucking troglodyte she's fucking right now. Jesus fucking Christ.
Nice.
Monster. Well, listen, it's 7:01 on the East Coast.
7:01.
And we'll see you soon on TGO Radio.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie, woo-woo.